It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2025, recorded Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Been there, done that. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, it is the last four gadgets from CES4, brand new gadgets, plus we take a look back and see if there's a gadget from the olden days that's still around. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here he is, the biggest press kit around, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing wonderful. For me, I feel guilty. I'm going to start with the weather. Today was like 75 all day. It was perfect. We had just one perfect day today. So how are y'all doing over there?
Let's see. We started out at 24, and now it's a cozy 34, about to go back down, I think, to 21.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So you're doing better. And people keep asking, what's on? I'll catch you up on Fios. First of all, those people come here every day and make a big racket in the basement and wake me up at like 8:30 to get into the basement. The good news, I think it's good news. This woman said, okay, so there's a box in your basement, and it turns out we have to take that out and bring a bigger box because your basement is going to be a distribution center. So I said,
well, that means you'll get the fastest internet, right?
I'm wondering.
I hope so.
I'm wondering. I said, will my internet be? She said, well, I don't think so. I said, well, where does the distribution box get fed? And she said, oh, they ran a cable from under the street. Oh, through the ground into your basement.
That was all of that construction. Do you remember that?
Yes.
In the street. Yes. They knew back then this was going to be.
Yeah. So my guess is that if cable goes out, I'll certainly be the first to get it replaced because they'll be 15 feet away in the cellar trying to get the distribution box.
You know, this is what I think. It counts to complain. They decided, they went, who has complained the most about internet? This guy right here. So we'll put a distribution box under his house and we'll know. Yeah. Nothing can go wrong between the two.
That's right. Now, that's if crazy. I was techie, I would run down there and say, I wonder if I can just hook up a cable all my own.
Exactly. That was what Russell was for us at Twit. He knew how to just...
Oh, that's very fun. That's
I don't know how funny. He would get the internet service providers on the line, but he would.
Oh, that's very
and,
funny.
That's funny. That's how we got some of that crazy stuff over at the Brick House back in the day. But yeah.
So anyway, it's certainly progressing... I think next week I'll go down and take a photo of what it's like down there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
See what the
it's like a gadget warehouse, but the gadgets are infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Block-wide infrastructure. Yeah. That would be so funny if you did get hooked up directly to the connection, because I feel like you would be like the internet would be as if it was your desktop. Like you would
Go
to upload a video and be like whoop, like. Like you're transferring just a file.
Yeah, exactly. And then Verizon would call and say, you know, the whole neighborhood has almost no Fios. Can you turn yours down a little bit? What do you
every
get?
Time I'm you getting... stream the Giz Fizz, the whole neighborhood and the Giz Fizz is streamed in 10K.
I'm getting 5,000 down and 10,000 up. Does that sound high?
You talk to your neighbors. Oh, you're still in gigabits. Well, I'm in exabits.
What is next? Is that what's next? Exhibits?
Honestly, I have no idea. That would be a
Scooter X will know. Scooter
yeah, exactly.
X. What's above? What's after gigabits?
We need to prepare ourselves for the future, for whatever is in Dick's basement. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
We need to
exactly.
ask for that, because yeah. 1,000 gigabits. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Would it be a petabit? What is it? Gigabyte? And then a terabyte?
Terabit.
So a terabit? Yeah.
Oh, makes a terabit. Sense. Okay. Okay.
A terabit. You got a terabit down
oh,
there.
Oh, that seems like everybody's sort of zeroing on that terabit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a paper factory below there. You got a tear a bit of the.
Terror than peta.
Terabit.
Wow.
Terror than peta. Okay. There you go. In plaid, says Chumley. Okay, so let's jump into it. Back to CES for another round of gadgets. Now, last week, I said, you think that's expensive for a kid's audio gadget. We were talking about the...
The earphones that you click the stories on for $100.
The story shields... is what they called those little click-on, the story phones was the name of the product. These, let me see if I can bring it up. These were the $100 pair of headphones, and then the shields were separate. Okay, so keep that in mind. That just I wanted to remind you of last week. And here is a different product completely. Tony's. We're here at Pepcom Digital Experience, and we are taking a look at a very kid-friendly gadget. Tell us what we're looking at here.
This is the Tony Box. It's a screen-free audio device for kids. So it's a speaker that's wrapped in a really durable foam and fabric, so kiddos can drop it, they can play with it, they can take it on the go. And we have these little figurines we call Tonys. And so when you place the Tony on the top, it plays different stories and songs that are related to that character.
That is adorable. This is made, I guess, exclusively for kids, it looks like. I love the figurines. What is the breadth of things that the kids can listen to?
Yeah, so we have over 250 of those figurines, and we have Disney, we have Paramount, we have basically any kids' character you can think of, and we also just launched audiobooks, so we have like Captain Underpants for older kiddos, and then your comment was mostly for kids, but we do have a lot of moms that are very excited about these as well.
That's great. How long is each figure?
Yeah, so it really varies. These little figurines are usually between 30 to 90 minutes of content, and then our audiobooks are actually a lot longer. So, like, our Big Nate has over 7 hours of content within the stories because it's an unabridged version.
That is incredible. What is the cost for the Tony Box and then for an idea of these guys?
Yeah, so the box itself is $99, and it usually comes with a box and one Tony. And then the figurines range between $12.99 and $19.99.
And is there any other accessories that I should know about?
Tons. This is my absolute favorite. This is our listen and play bag. So we have a lot of different accessories. So you can take your Tony Box on the go. It's great for travel. This one's my favorite because it can hold the Tony Box, it can hold your headphones, your charger, and then Tony's on top.
That's fantastic. Where can people find out more?
You can go to tonys.com to find more, and then we're also available at Walmart, Target, online at Amazon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what do you think of the, not headphones, it's a boombox. Same type of concept. But
you know, almost the same feeling as the other things. It seems limiting. For you're going to have to spend how much was each figure?
Well,
oh, she didn't say, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So here we can take a look and kind of browse through. How about that? So here is just the box.
The
under
box
$100.
Box.
Look at that. Okay. Under 100 by a penny. So just the box, and then let's go find some Tonys. Let's do the best sellers.
I was so excited when you called and said, Dick, I got a Tony. I thought, oh my God, wonderful.
So here's a set of five. That's $80, but most of these look around 18. There's a poop emoji here.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Potty training emoji. The potty training Tony. That one costs a little bit extra. That costs a dollar more. It's $19. But most of them are in the $17.99 range. Now, I do remember, you know, she mentioned the stories. So let's see if we can kind of find, here, let's look in the new arrivals section. See if, there's that box. The box that she showed was 42. I don't see that. By the way, look at this, subscribe, which makes me think that they have a, sort of like a what was that, subscription box type of model, where you could get maybe Tony's often sent to your house. It just sounds kind of what that looks like. So here's that Captain Underpants series. It's $40. It looks like it comes with four different figures. And then let's see if it explains how long. But
yeah, does it say how long? You know, my feeling is if it's like $10 and it's only an hour worth of stories, that could get expensive.
Looks like
19 minutes.
Each one,
wow.
Yeah, look at that. Each one is around an hour. And so you got four of them. So that's around 4 hours of content. I mean, that's like an audio book. Like, if I'm personally buying an audiobook as an adult, around 8 hours is about typical. 5 hours is small. 5 hours is a very small amount.
Yeah.
But still, 4 hours for a child to get through.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good amount. Now let's go look back at let's look at these new arrivals and let's see if we wanted Thomas the Train. Let's look at the track list here.
Will the train tell stories?
So here's what it is. It's all stories. So this is Thomas's day off. Race to the Soder Cup. And then it is 10 different tracks, and the whole runtime is 73 minutes, so an hour and 13 minutes.
Okay, and he is how much?
He's the same
like
price
the
as
train.
$18.
Oh!
I mean, I could also see, you know, it looks like, can I search by brand, I wonder? Content, Tony's. By the way, I have noticed that there are some that are, here's all the different brands that you can look through.
Yeah, so that could drive the price up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's one thing is I think that they've partnered with so many brands because it is so premium and, experience is so nice. This Creative Tony series where you can kind of record your own messages, you can kind of do your own things with them. Some of these can be drawn on or painted on.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, exactly. So these are even less expensive. So these are $10. So it does have an ecosystem of stories, of figures, of content, basically. But still, again, I think both of us. That premium price tag.
$100.
$100. $100. So there you go. Tony's. Moving on. This is, have you heard of Yarbo?
I had the press release. I may have sent you a note that this is a way out kind of.
It's crazy.
Fun.
So here it is. Really, all I have is B-roll. I couldn't quite find anyone to talk to me. But this is the Yarbo lawn robot. Right now, in this configuration, as you're seeing right here, this is in the snowblower configuration. So how it works is you buy basically the treadmill portion of this, and you can attach things onto it. So that was the snowblower there. You'll see later there's just like a leaf blower. This is more like an attachment just for vision. So there's different attachments that you get. And then it can do a bit of autonomous stuff kind of after you train it with a remote control. It can do that type of stuff. The upgrades for this year are that it has more vision sensing, so it can do things like follow you around. So you could you can hook a little like tow truck to it, and it will follow you around, that type of stuff. And like other sort of like, I guess, safety features in with that vision system. And it has a ton of different connecting things, from lawnmowers, definitely, snow blowers, leaf blowers, but also things like salt spreaders. Like if you want to salt, spread salt on an icy on the icy ground, and even like wet, like almost like fertilizing sprayers and fertilizing mulching type of like a more of a dry type of fertilizer. So yeah, quite a lot built in to a thing like that. Now, what is the cost? Chat room.
I have no idea. Also, you're going to have a lot of trouble keeping kids from trying to ride it. It looks like it would be such a fun thing to ride.
Version 2 needs to have spikes on the top of it, I feel like, you know? And maybe it needs a bit of, like, smoke or something. Like, it's like something from Battle Bots.
It's got to be, like, is it, like, $800?
No.
Oh, is that...
No, it's not $800.
$1,200.
Closer. Now, here's the thing is what do you the thing is I have not seen I've seen almost nothing close to the price of the base unit with I think no attachments. Let's hit land on that price. Base unit, nothing attached, you just get
$999 so that they can say it's under $1,000.
More.
Oh,
there has not been. Okay, Michael just went way too much. But so far, 2,000 is the most I've seen from Sir Rachel and PC Guy. Still more than that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not buying it.
I am not buying it.
You're killing me. Like on the your tiny little sidewalk. Do you even have a patch of grass?
No.
The core is $3,800 basically. There you go. Yeah, for around, you know, round down or round up, $4,000. So this is kind of a kit of different things that includes the station, the base station. It uses this crazy data center thing that kind of has to be mounted somewhere that is... like really visible. I saw like when I was looking at a few YouTube videos, some guy was like, don't put it in your garage. You got to put it on the outside. I know it's ugly. So that is part of it. Some batteries and then the controller. So here you can see some of the attachments. So if you want the lawnmower, that's $1,000.
Oh my God.
If you want the snowblower, that's a little bit more than $1,000. And then less than $1,000 for the blower module. So here are just a few others. Get out of here. We saw all this already. That is Yarbo. what do you think?
I think it's way overpriced.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It seems the thing is that I think this is the highest end of this market of the. It's not quite autonomous. It is you train it and then it has some avoidance stuff. From what I understand, it doesn't just like scan your yard automatically. But see here, you can kind of see here's some of these other things it's talking about, like a tow hitch. Are these clickable? No. See, I don't think these exist yet. But they mentioned these edgers, the liquid sprayer, the granulated spreader. Look, that's even like a plow blade there. It seems also like a very early stage with this product. A lot of the videos...
It really does.
A lot of the videos were from people that were like, oh, I just got this from the company. I didn't see a ton of people talking about it like they had just bought it themselves yet. It did seem, I will say, I have seen... I was trying to make this point earlier, is I've seen other... I want to call them autonomous, but whatever. They're, you know, robot lawn care things. This was by far the nicest made, highest quality, looked the most durable, looked like a real, you know, you can just tell the difference between a push lawnmower and like the one you sit on type of thing. This really was a high quality product. So I'll say that. Okay, but you're not gonna get one. I don't think.
I think I'm gonna get
one, either. Okay, next, we're gonna continue with the theme of robots doing all of our chores. Okay. And this is a chore that I absolutely hate: the litter. Pet Kit is kind of been a new. Contender in all of this. So we've looked at a lot of kind of these automatic litter boxes. This is their newest and most advanced, craziest, insane system that I have seen. You'll notice that it has a camera there on the front, and that camera will rotate around so that it can be sort of like a spy camera. But also, it can look inside of the litter box to check on everything. And there's a few like really funny features with this camera. One, feline face detection, so that it will know which feline is entering into the toilet. So I have another pet. By the way, I will say I use a Pet Kit device that I purchased. That was purchased for me as a gift. And it also kind of does this where it will tell the difference between your cats, but it does it based off of weight. So if you have two cats that weigh the exact same, you know, it just doesn't know which one it is. What's funny is this is kind of built into the app. It'll tell me personally, my cats are two different weights. So it'll say Waffles or Jack-Jack went. So you can kind of see what's going on there. So it'll do that. It'll also take a cat selfie if it can. And the press video that I saw of this... I think it's when the cat is using the bathroom. I think if it notices that the cat faces the camera when it uses the bathroom, it'll take a selfie. So I think you're getting cat photos of your cat using the bathroom is what I'm pretty sure is happening here. So it will obviously automatically run the waste. It has one of the largest capacity storage units. It says that you won't have to, 20 days. Yeah, 20 days of free scooping. here, I think this
may
be...
Does it put it in a bag or something?
It actually does, Diggy D. It does. It does put it in a bag for you. Here, let's watch this little promo video that they made. There it is. So it'll clean. And then this is that bag situation where it will pack it and seal it with a heat sealer. And then...
And mail it.
Yeah, and then tell you to come get it. And then it'll autofill the next bag. Here's that camera I was talking about. So it can tell which cat is there. And then it rotates inside. See, it'll, it'll, actual monitor stools.
Oh my God, and it sends you a health report?
Yeah, look at that.
What are you doing, buddy?
See, look at that selfie! That selfie looks like the cat is inside taking a loo, taking a poo.
Also, isn't it rather strange that the man is sitting having breakfast looking at his cat taking
I know, I was thinking the same thing. That's the most unappetizing
possible
thing.
Oh, look, Virginia just took a poop. Is there any more cereal?
Why is the foods? This is a bad. The marketing agency should have realized.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Cut it out with the food. Oh, no. Okay. No, that kind of helped with the... So, lots of features. Lots and lots and lots of features.
Oh, my God.
This is the top of the line for the what is already a top of the line product.
Yes. Well, I thought it was even more top of the line because on their website it says robotic kitty litter cleaner, water fountain, automatic food feeder. And I'm thinking, that thing must be the size of four washing machines. So I assume they make a whole line of pet products.
Right? Yes. Yes,
the
they do.
The cat thing is in a world of its own.
Yes. Yes.
God,
yes.
It's got to be. Is it like $1,000?
You got it. And $100 less. So it's $900 for it. The thing is, so I've had more of these type of devices than I
Yes.
I even had the Litter Genie, which that one used washable granules, not even like it would wash the litter itself and then you'd reuse that over and over and over.
You used to put your laundry in it. And I said, Chad, this is not a good idea.
You know what was the worst part of it was that it would dry the, you know, it'd wash it with water. And then it would dry the granules, but it did it with air, hot air. So there was no way that like the washing stuff had a scent of clean, but still even smelling that, just the thought of like, that is the litter smell. Like that is coming from the litter thing. That was definitely the worst part of it. At least it was clean, but it was like, I don't want to be reminded that this air is the hot air that was being blown on the litter moments ago. So what my point in saying all of that is these really are appliances. They have so many moving parts and pieces and pinch detectors and stuff built into them. So that's one of the reasons that I think that they're just so darn expensive. This one obviously has the most of all of it and pretty insane, pretty insane stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we're talking about the budget model that cost $70 because everybody who owns a cat should have something like this because it's pretty great. Pretty great. Moving on. The last gadget that we'll be talking about from CES. There's actually two in here. So you get a two in one. We're going to my first.
We're here at Showstoppers 2025, and we're taking a look at my first. And this, to me, looks like an incredible system of almost all sorts of gadgets for kids. So tell me a little bit more.
Chad, I'm glad that you really mentioned that it is a system because we are actually world's first complete ecosystem of technology for kids. We develop a full range of technology from arts and crafts to audio and listening devices to smartwatches and wearables. And we try to make sure that advanced tech is available and accessible for children. And it actually makes family life closer, safer, more fulfilling. And it shifts away the focus from screen time to play time, and we make sure that play is built into every device.
So talk about the devices, because I can tell that there is a wide range. So, and within each range is like categories, and so tell me, what is the breadth of gadgets that you guys are making?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to use some visual aids here because we do have some really amazing innovations. Now, last year or within the last couple of years, we have launched the Camera Insta 2 and Insta Wii. This is a terrific camera for kids to play with. You can see it's very fun. It's round. It's lightweight. And it prints out pictures in about 10 seconds. It can make stickers and labels. It connects to your mom's app. Now, this year, and this is just coming out fresh off the press, as they say, it's Camera Insta 20. It is smaller in size. It's perfect for little kids' hands, but it actually has a larger screen than our original cameras, and this is perfect for little photographers to frame their best shot. There's also amazing frames and features that they can see a little more clearly before they print it out. Now, the printing process itself is actually also much better. There's a clearer, crisper image that comes out. It comes out in under 10 seconds. It can print and print and print unlimited prints with thermal image printing on BPA paper, which is much safer than a lot of the other paper out there. We also made sure that it is a little bit safer and more fun for kids because we installed this custom cover. Now I'm gonna try to do this very safely and gently. I removed this cover, so this is where you can easily load the film. And this cover is going to be something that's going to be very exciting because kids can upload pictures of their pets or their art online with their mom and their parents, and they can customize this cover. This will be custom printed for kids, and then when it snaps on, it's going to be a more secure experience for them to play with. So when they're taking this camera on their adventure, it makes sure that the film stays exactly where it is. Now, it also comes alive. This is so cool because we introduced a new screen right on the front here. We call it Picture, and it has some animated features like this little sleeping cat right now because we're idling. We're not doing anything. But once we start in snapshot mode, it's going to switch to a countdown timer or some other animated emojis, and it's going to make it fun for the kids that are playing in front of the camera, kids that are playing behind the camera. And so this, it just blows all of the other instant cameras out of the water. This just scrapes a little bit of the surface of our technology, but this Camera Insta 20 is available for pre-order now. It's an amazing deal at us.myfirst.tech. And if you snooze, you will lose because the deal is crazy.
What is the deal? How much does it cost?
Okay, so this camera, I can't say this right now, and the pricing kind of goes around the globe.
US, it's $100.
I think a little bit over $100, but you can get a really steep discount if you order that within the next month or two.
So I'm also looking at watches on top of the cameras, the earbuds, cameras. Walk us through some of the other things that you guys have, and how long have these been out on the market?
Okay, so last year we've launched the My First Phone R2. This was one of the most advanced smartwatches we've done and the first one to connect to digital frames and the parents via the parent's smart app called My First Circle. It's available on Android and Apple. So the watch, which has an amazing camera, it has this round screen, comes in beautiful colors like this cotton candy color combination, and it allows for HD calling. It has a GPS tracker, fitness tracker. It has fun animations for kids to interact with without spending all of their time on the smartwatch. It keeps them healthy and keeps them playing. Now this year, we're launching the My First Phone S4. The screen is actually a little bit larger, 1.65-inch AMOLED screen. The AMOLED screen allows us to introduce a new feature, the always-on display. So it's off right now. I got the floor model because it's still barely, not even out. But the new feature will allow them to see their time and some of the fitness stats, like their steps or heart rate, right on the screen without using up too much battery power. The other big feature is that the larger screen gets them to see their family, and now it can connect, do group calling. So they can see multiple icons of the people they're calling on their phone. Now, another way that we've really revolutionized this is by adding a new communication way. So we're winding back time to before technology has made our life more difficult, and we're going back to Morse code. We've introduced a new feature we called Magicode. I know, it's wild. We're changing the way family please communicate. Now, we know that kids are out playing all the time. They're getting their hands dirty in the mud. They're climbing a tree. They're riding a bicycle. That's our idea of a happy childhood, right? But that means they're not looking at their smartwatch, which we've so carefully designed, and their parents got it for them. Now, with the Magic Code innovation, the parents can send a message to their kid without distracting them from all the fun time. So they can say, hey, I'm coming to get you in 5 minutes, or how are you doing? And using a customized vibration pattern, the kids receive a vibration right on their wrist, right on their hand, and they know exactly what that means without having to look away from what they're doing, right? So if they know that they got 5 minutes, they're going to be playing those extra 5 minutes. They don't have to stop digging around in the dirt at the and climbing their trees and having fun. So we want to make sure that the technology still stays safe, still packs amazing features. We've enhanced GPS to dual band GPS, which creates more precise location tracking that parents are going to be really happy about. We've also made it better for families to teach their kids healthy habits. So when parents want to reward their kids for brushing their teeth, practicing piano, or doing other habits that are fulfilling and healthy for their kid, they can actually assign a reward system. We call them carrots. Kids earn these carrots. It's cute, right? So kids earn these carrots by completing these tasks. We call them missions. It's completely customizable by parents. And when they accumulate a certain number of these carrots, they go to their carrot store right on their watch, and they get customizations. So they get new wallpapers, they get new avatars, they really are able to feel the rewards from brushing their teeth or doing their daily steps or whatever those routines that parents want to teach them are. It really turns routines into play and makes it really fun. And there are so many other gamification features. Do we have time?
I think we are all out of time. Yes, where can people find out more?
So you got to type in us.myfirst.tech to find out everything about this amazing smartwatch, My First Phone S4, and other incredible devices that we've designed, and more are coming this year. So make sure to subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on all of the social medias, because we are going to blow up the world of kids tech.
You are a perfect salesman. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, I'm not selling. This is what it is.
Oh my God.
Honestly, he was very good at his job. Do you remember all of that? These products, let me show you.
It's bewildering.
Let me show you this. Just a little inside look. This is their press kit that I picked up right afterward. Look at how many products that they cover. And he knew literally everything about everything that we talked about on every page. Like I went to, you know, like as this was happening, you know, I was reading down and it was like, I think he memorized every single page of this entire press kit. And they have a lot of products. They have a lot of products. So the ecosystem is interesting. This is the My First Circle app, because they do have things like frames,
we
photo frames.
We did a couple of My First gadgets on the show.
I mean, My First has been around.
Time.
So they have like a kind of a kid friendly one where you can draw on. They have, of course, some headphones, even different headphones. Look at this. So these are like bone conducting headphones.
Yeah.
You have quite a lot of products. And then that's not even covering, you know, the cameras. There's like a little tracker in some of these smartwatches. I really found both products that he talked about, honestly, quite interesting. This is the camera. It is $100, $99. You can kind of get a better look at the photo prints.
Good?
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, yeah,
I wish he had actually made it, because thermal printing is usually pretty bad.
I agree. Like, is that an enhanced image just the product? Yeah.
Yeah. Think of receipts that you get from cash registers.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So there's also, they mentioned that some of the printing paper, which I don't think I see around here, could also be different. Some of the backgrounds could be changed out and that type of thing. And then there's that little animated little dude on there. And then this was the watch, $200, $199 for the watch. I think that this is actually an incredibly ingenious product. I love the little camera that is like a selfie camera. That's like the only camera it has on is a little selfie camera.
I wonder what the monthly fee is.
That is a good question. Also, like it mentioned that I think it does 4G. So it'll have, you know, at least 4G connection. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Let's see if it has any info about connection. I guess that you'd have to look that up, but it looks like it has an eSIM. My guess would be it would be similar to like an iPad, you know, on, I wonder if you can do any data service or if you have to use theirs. But if it's like an iPad, you know, an extra $30 a month. I mean, I just think if I had a kid and I didn't want to quite give them a phone yet, this is all of the features of a phone that I would care about. Connectivity, talking, nice. Being able to see them, being able to GPS locate them, and the fitness stuff is kind of cool too. And then even I kind of liked the gamification of like backgrounds and stuff like that. Is you can use carrots to like say, hey, you want that cool background that you've looked at in the store? You know, you got to work for it, kid. You gotta get work for some carrots. I'm just showing off some of the prices of some of the other products that they have. Here's some of that paper, $16. It looks like that is for the InstaWii. The other one was the My First Camera Insta20, which is not listed as compatible with that paper. So who knows? It may be new paper for the high definition images. Okay, well, that wraps it up for all of the gadgets from CES. But we're not done yet. We're going to go back in time. This is Dick's Gadget Warehouse, right? We're claiming.
It could be.
Wait, we got to play the intro music then. Here we go.
Oh, yes, you can. Absolutely.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, so we're going back to CES 2018, and I'm with a man who has two really inventive bike gadgets. And then we'll watch the video and take a guess. Did they ever come out? And does the company still exist?
Success or flop is basically...
Exactly. There you go. That's
basically
right.
The guess. Okay, so here we go. Back in time.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, man's maddest writer, and the Gizwiz, One Take Theater here at gizwiz.tv. Still at Showstoppers. You know, we are addicted to LED lights. So we came over here, and Roman's going to tell us what these lights do.
Basically, we grow the first connected brake lights for motorcyclists. And the idea is that the light goes on when you reduce speed. It's totally independent products. So you have an accelerometer inside, and when you reduce speed, the light goes on. So it's not connected to the brake of the moto. So when you're decelerating, the light goes on and indicates drivers in the back that you're slowing down. But the other functionality, we have a gyrometer inside. If you fall, we will notice in a millisecond, send a notification on the app and make sure he's fine. If he's not able to answer, we have a program we call 911 and make sure that we call the nearest rescue, give the GPS coordinates, and make sure that the rescue is on the way.
Now, is this Bluetooth?
It's Bluetooth, it's connected to Bluetooth. So this is why the idea is to get in touch with the riders when he falls, make sure he's fine, and try to reach him on the phone.
Okay, and so now this can go on any helmet.
Exactly, basically, you just add this little magnetic base with a 3M stickers. So you can see this one also is matching colors. And you just plug in like this. If the riders fall, there's no issue for him, either for the solidity of the helmet. So no injury possible. And mainly 90% of the helmets.
Okay. Now, is this battery operated or a rechargeable battery?
Yeah, it's recharging. It lasts for 8 hours and it's charging for 2 hours and a half.
Okay, oof. And the app, oh, your screen went, so there's a full app on the screen that, that will tell you what the battery's doing.
Exactly, you can have different kind of lighting mode. So you can see here's the real lights. It can be flashing mode. And now also we have this new product that we just launched today. It's a Cosmo bike. We just have three CES awards. And basically it's the same component inside. The only originality is that we have turn signals. So, and the turn signals could be activated automatically with the GPS. So let's say you put your destination and say 20 meters turn left, and the light will go on by itself. You don't need to press anything.
Oh, and really this cool. will also alert somebody if you fall.
Exactly.
All the same features.
Exactly. Same features. Free SMS or free mail for free everywhere you are in the world. You just need to have 3G or 4G. So it'd say like, hey, Dick, you have an accident. Make sure that you get in touch with him. And we give the GPS coordinate to make sure that people know where you are.
That's great. And the price points?
So this one is a 119, and this one would be $59.
$159.
No, $59.
$59? And this is out now?
Yeah, it's out now on CosmoConnected.com, and this one will come by June. Yeah.
That is really amazing. Cosmo Connected.
Exactly.
CosmoConnected.com. I like that. Dick DeBartolo, Man's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz One Take Theater here at GizWiz.tv. Bye.
Well, I got to say, Diggy D, my first reaction is that's a pretty cool gadget. That was a really cool
also,
gadget.
He must have the prices wrong.
Seriously.
He's saying that the light for the helmet is $119. But the helmet that does a lot more is $59. How could that be?
Well, I don't
know. We have two questions. Let's start with: does the company still exist?
Okay.
I'll say.
I guess I got to go to CosmoConnected.com.
Yeah, CosmoConnected.com. They could be around. I don't think these products made it, but the company might have.
I don't think so. No.
No.
Once again, it's in a language I don't know. Wait a second. It scared me. Actually, this may still exist. Because.
Oh, it is. Yes, at the very top.
And then I scrolled down.
Oh,
and
my word.
How do I get to English? Look, it looks like they've done their own integrated. Looks like that's their own helmet with like a visor and stuff on it. Where's English? Here it is. Get out of French. Oh my gosh, this is way too small. One second, let me zoom that in. If only I knew the alphabet and which way E should. Wait, what? What?
Maybe they don't want anybody in the United States to buy it. Oh, that's a riot.
What? Oh, maybe it was this. Oh, here we are. Okay.
Oh, there
was
it is. Like... There it is.
Wow, it's but still not in English. Excuse me.
Oh, okay, there it
there
goes.
We go.
There it goes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Helmets. I would like to look at the helmet. Oh, it's expensive. They're hundreds of euros. There is no USD.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is now that I've gone to. Oh my gosh, look at that! I mean, I'm glad that they're still around because this is a really cool idea.
They're really, very nice, very nicely done. Especially the all-in-one helmet.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah, I like that matte black. It has those really cool visor on it. So it still has the light. I like that. It looks like they went... When he first talked about it, my first thought was it does not need to be Bluetooth connected. Like, let's get this thing on just a little button that you can add. This is only 75 euros. That's really cool.
That is really nice.
Yeah, it still has the accelerometer. It's mentioning that. That's really cool. I really like that. Looks like that's the only lights they have at the moment, and they've really gone for their high-end stuff is these full integrated helmets. So with this, it's not in English. but I just saw a thing where
surprised. I'm glad they're still around.
Me too, because it was it's a really, really neat product. This is what would probably do your turn signal for you.
Yeah.
So let's look at this. What is this? Application. Okay. Well, what is this compatible with is the question. It doesn't say. Anyway, they are still around, which is great news, because I thought that was a really cool product.
Me too.
Seems like they need an English distributor.
Yes, yes. And someone to work on their website so when you do English, it does everything in English.
Exactly.
It seems like it has selected pieces that are in English.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah, well, I am surprised. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for that.
Yeah. Why? That's a good turnaround. We've had a few duds of non-existing things. That is really funny because I feel like I had looked for this product when I got my most recent bike and looked for something like this and I couldn't find it. And I must have been remembering this video that we covered from 2018. Is my guess. Yeah. Pretty cool. Okay, with that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Okay, and I just misplaced his letter, but let me just find it here. You know what? Just show. Yeah. I'm trying to find the letter. Okay, so it was Hi, Dick and Chad. Guess what I found? He said, remember you showed the projector, the ceiling projector, a couple of months ago, and I sent you a link to it on Amazon. So it was this, okay? Yeah. I paid $20. It's now down to $12. He said, guess what? I bought one for $1.
What?
At the Amazon bin store. Now, the thing is, do you know about bin stores?
Kinda, yes. Yeah, they're not.
The only thing, we talked about, Mo sent us a thing where you go in and you buy a pallet.
Yeah.
A giant box for like $100.
Right.
Now, I found an article, I put the link there, of what a bin store looks like. So, see, I tried, there are none in New York City, but I would love to have a store like this. He paid $1 for that device that I paid $27 for. It's Stanford, a Sanford K. In Batavia, Illinois. He said, Dick, I picked up the Sunland projector, just like the one you demonstrated. I grabbed it at the bin store where they sell Amazon returns, and I paid a whopping $1.
Wow.
It works great. So, do you have a bin store by you?
I don't know. I'm trying to find if this is... I'm trying to find one. See if there is one near me.
Hey, chat room, anybody in the chat room have an Amazon bin store near them?
So what I'm trying to figure out is this is a third party. This isn't actually Amazon, right?
Oh, no, I think the article is not Amazon.
Right. I know the article, but or whatever this Amazon is.
You're saying that. Oh, that the bin store is not run by Amazon?
No, I think that I'm trying to find. I don't think it's actually run by Amazon. What would they say? Unofficial? I don't know what you would search to find.
We have a quick update from Michael. Cosmo Connected does not ship to the USA.
Wow.
I wonder why.
I guess they are an international company. They went, no international markets for us. None.
No.
We can't do it.
Mad Frank said he has two within 5 miles, but they do not say Amazon.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is an unofficial, like they're right.
I see.
But that being said, this style of store is around, and you may have one nearby. I've gone to a few of them, and basically they get the big, they get big stuff. You know, they buy those right.
Big pallets, yeah.
And they have different pricing structures. There was one that was like, I think it was like, they bring in the pallets on Friday, so everything is $20 on Friday. And then on Thursday, it's $15. And then it goes down, and then like the last, you know, on Wednesday, it's like everything is a dollar in the store. Everything must go. It's all a dollar. And then they, I don't know what they trash all of it, I guess. I have no idea. And then they bring it in for a new one. So like there's different styles of these, and they all kind of, you know, do different
okay.
types of things.
PC guy. I guess this is from the website. Each week we buy multiple truckloads of customer returns, overstock goods, and put them in each store location. So it's nothing to do with Amazon.
Right, right. But who knows? Maybe that's one of their biggest suppliers. But also, like, I've heard the same type of I've heard people do this a lot with, you know, Target returns or Walmart or Bell's or, you know, I don't know. Who knows? But yeah. No, these are cool, though. These are really, really cool things.
I mean, to get that for a buck is really good.
I wish it was like a term, you know, like bin store, that's fine. And then you could just like search bin store on Google and then like find the other ones. I want to say a thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys support us every single episode, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to give back, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That is our Patreon page, and you can support there. You can also head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website. And there you can click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that banner will take you to our Patreon page, or you can click this tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal, and you can support us on PayPal if that is how you want to support. Head on over to our site to watch us live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. There we are on the main page. We'll just take over the main page when we are live. Join the chat room, chat along with everybody. Fantastic group of people here. I'm seeing Twisted Echo, Simster Rachel, Geek Wannabe, Eric Duckman, Chumley, Martron 3000. So they're all Becky. In the chat room. Becky, lots of folks. If you missed an episode, don't worry. Check it out on our website, gizwiz.tv, our YouTube channel, where there's links there on our website. Please do that, gizwiz.tv. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickity's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you're ever needing a reminder or a link back to a gadget, there's that robot arm vacuum throwing away a chicken nugget or something. while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show where you gotta guess what the heck this gadget is. This is the entire gadget. So if you're or wondering, that's not just a piece or a part. That is the entire gadget, and you got to guess what it is. This is obvious to me that this is a telescoping monocle. Very exciting stuff. Telescoping monocle. You can
wow.
See. Wow. It's, you know, if you really want to look at your phone really up close. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps up for our show.
Wait, hang on one second. Okay, because we're going back to regular shows, we are looking for videos for the warehouse. Okay. Use your phone, landscape mode. Anything to do with a gadget, okay? Old, new, gadget you love, a gadget you hate, or our very favorite is something you like 10 years ago for $500, and now your watch that you paid $10 for can do more than that. We love old technology, things that you bought you can't bear to throw out because at one time they were something really amazing to own. I make a little video, put it up on YouTube. When you are uploading, there's a drop-down menu, pick unlisted if you only want people with the URL to see it, and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, we'll send you the latest autographed Mad magazine if you live in the U.S. and Canada. And if you live elsewhere in the world, I'll autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture to you and send you a high-res image. mail@gizwiz.tv. 1 to 3 minutes. It's so easy.
It's easy.
If you've never done it, do it.
Do it. Do it right after you finish watching the show. Before we leave, the chat room was spamming this link in the chat room. We're getting, this is like bonus episode content up in here. Look at this website.
Oh!
TheBinFinder.com.
Bins? Okay.
This is an easy way to find bin stores that's not affiliated with any of them. So I could go to...
Oh, okay.
Do you want to go to New York?
Yes, go to New York.
Okay, here in New York. Bin stores in New York. Looking for bin stores near you. So here are table of contents. We can find some in New York, New York. Here we go. Do you know Quick Lots?
Oh, click on that.
Woo, there we go. Whoa.
Oh, well, I'm there. Whoa. Are they open now?
Holy moly. Look at this 1-star review.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I placed my order 2 months ago.
For a monster palette. Okay, let's see this
one. Oh, he's out $70. He's out.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not going there.
Wait a second. This also looks like pallets.
It does.
Look at this. Amazon?
Oh, this is good. It's open Monday only.
Oh, see, this isn't a bin store. See, this is just Amazon. This is the pallet store that you were wondering. They're open Monday for... 2 hours? Is that right?
For 2 hours.
They're open for 2 hours, and then that's it. Okay, this looks better.
This is better.
Go to the Bronx.
I have to go to the Bronx.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and they're open. Oh,
yeah, they're open. They don't have bad reviews underneath their photo.
Yeah.
Look at these. Unboxed in Brooklyn.
I'll probably just stick with Five Below.
Look at all these, though. There's so many.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Now, of course, this is all over New York, so...
Sanford, thanks for telling us about bin stores. This is great.
Yeah. You mind if I hear? I'm going to quickly look in Florida.
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Okay. We're going to look for Orlando.
There you go.
What, did I pass one? There we go. Here's two of them. Bulk deals and bins. That looks good. Look at that.
That looks nice. No. That's doable. Oh, my God. One.
Why does it only highlight the one? Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like this place has it out for these people. There it is. Over there.
Oh, no. That's open every day but Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
That's good for us. So it's Gizwiz Day. There you go. Here's another one.
Okay.
Daily deals.
That's fun. That's fun.
Why are these
you can have a thinking of this. There's going to be a new theme for February.
Oh, there is. Yes. If you're a patron, honestly, it's been a month. It's been almost since December. If you are a patron, there will be a Patreon poll coming out for you very soon to choose February, the gadget, crappy corner theme. So looking forward to that. So if you are a patron, thank you for your support, and look forward to helping me choose the next theme.
Yeah, okay, I think it's kind of fun that in 3 weeks we totally forgot the format of the show that's been running for 18 years.
I know. Yeah. February is going to be weird. That first episode back with three actual gadgets. What the heck? Okay, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.